he never went ahead and made songs on his life, on his feelings. He was just making songs that people would love the most. There is no cut between the singing and the talking. And it is through the practice of singing that he came to the character of Chamkila as well. Really, I can't think of having Chamkila without Diljit. Censorship, of course, is something that... Welcome to Punjab.
I can't believe the setting of this interview, actually. I'm in Noor Mahal, which is a little, you know, further distance from Ludhiana in Punjab. I've never been to Punjab. It's the 5th of March 2023. And the reason why I'm telling you all of this is because I am on a set. And this is Imtiaz Ali's next film. It's called Chamkila. And the reason I'm telling you this is because by the time this interview might be out, it might even be a whole year. Welcome to Film Companion, Imtiaz. Thank you so much for having me on your set.
Thank you. It's great you came. We've been missing city folk. We've been in the rural landscape for a long, long time.
Correct. It's been a while.
We haven't seen a jacket like this. In eons.
I was thinking, you know, what's the most Chamkila thing I have in my wardrobe? Awesome. And I said, I'll reflect the film for you. But my Chamkila journey started really when I got off the plane. I'd never been to Chandigarh in my life. So thanks to you, I'm here. And while we were driving into Ludhiana and to Noor Mahal, I got glimpses of highway on the highway. I got glimpses of all the films that you've shown us Punjab in. Let's start with your relationship with Punjab. Are you like the cultural ambassador of Punjab now with all of these films and now Chamkila?
Yeah, I don't know why when I start writing, the pen takes me to Punjab.
Correct.
And a lot of people actually believe that I'm from Punjab. Mm-hmm. And when they are told that I'm not in this lifetime, so then they feel that there must be a deeper connection. And Punjab has been very graceful towards me, I feel. I feel that... you know, it's like a blessing.
Correct.
That I receive when I come here. And it started since Jab We Met, I think.
Yes.
And then almost every movie has had Punjab or Punjabi characters and definitely Punjabi songs and stuff and things like that. And I feel that I have a lot of traction with Punjab and I'm always the happiest when I'm here.
Yes, the food helps, the weather helps, and the people surely help. I was introduced to Chamkila with a mockumentary. I remember a couple of years ago at Mami, I saw Maisampur. Aur us daur mein mujhe Chamkila in is kirdaar ke baare mein pata chala, and I found him extremely fascinating. So thankfully, I came in knowing a little bit, not too much. But what was your introduction to Chamkila?
My production head, mm-hmm. Rajesh Sharma, who doesn't work with us anymore because he became a farmer after many years of being a production head, used to talk about Chamkila a lot. And he used to feel that I should definitely make a movie on Chamkila. And he used to tell me that Chamkila is the highest record-selling artist of Punjab of all time. And but he was with the grassroots. And then after that, I heard a lot of songs of Chamkila. And then over the years, I think I heard more and more and more and more about Chamkila. And then it's been actually 5 years that we've worked on the film, did research, met a lot of people from his life. And finally, a few years back had this realization that I think I want to tell this story to the world.
Correct. And what a story it is.
What a story. Truly. It is. Dying at the age of 27 on the road in Maisampur, which you mentioned, on the 8th of March, today being the 5th. And it was only day before yesterday that we shot the scene of the killing. And so it has been, it is a very interesting story, not only tragic, but also full of highs and lows and different realizations of life and a lot of music and bursts of young energy, because he had a career of 8 years, so he was pretty much between actually 17 and 27 when he was singing his songs. And that's the period we cover.
And that's almost one of your favorite periods also as a filmmaker, because, you know, youth is wonderful, and especially when youth is so, I wouldn't say, you know, dabbling with fame, but also what a vibrant youth, right?
Yeah, very vibrant. And it also is, I think we are becoming very city-centric as life goes by, which is why when we come down and talk about small towns, then people want to watch those movies.
Correct.
You know, it's been a trend for a while that even I am attracted to films that show me, that take me out of the city experience.
Correct.
And this Chamkila was a rural person, and all his the people that heard his music and were his greatest fans were also extremely rural. In fact, Chamkila came from a very impoverished background. So it was also a very good opportunity for all of us, the crew, to connect with the land, really.
Yeah. Yeah,
and absolutely. That has been, I think, the most rewarding experience for us.
Beautiful. Because you said music, I mean, I can't wait. Personally, what I'm most excited about is the fact that this is also Rehman and you coming back. And that means another glorious soundtrack. And I hope there's at least 16 songs. Please give us that. Albums bahut kam bante hain aaj. And I'm just curious to know, how do you map an album that already has music, you know?
Yeah, so obviously it's a story on the life of a musician, but this is also a biopic.
Yes.
So Chamkila was a singer. Most of his life he was singing, composing, writing. Mm-hmm. He also famously wrote his lyrics, which became the reason for all the highs and lows and ultimately the his death as well. So all of those songs are heard in bits and pieces in the film,
mm-hmm.
because that's what he's engaged in.
Correct.
All his life. However, he never went ahead and made songs on his life, on his feelings. He was just making songs that people would love the most,
right,
that would be the most popular. So the songs on his life from the point of view of the film have been made by us.
Okay, so you're telling me that there's actually an imagined alternate soundtrack to Chamkila's life alongside his own music, which is going to be the album, right?
Yes.
Amazing. That is amazing.
Yes. So,
and then who better than you and Rehman coming together? So
yes, no one better than Rehman, because I feel, I mean, no, it doesn't need to be said, but his understanding about culture of music is immense, and also the way he lets himself go into a new world of sound is a huge, hugely rewarding journey. And anyone who works with Rehman is lucky and blessed. And I feel that I have worked with him before, and that I continue to work with him is really a spectacular part of my life. But as far as Chamkila music is concerned, he was very clear about a few things.
Mm-hmm.
He said that this music must be like happy in a way. It has to be, it has to make people not low but high.
Correct.
And that's one thing. And then the other thing was that he wanted to actually get into the Punjab sound.
Correct.
He didn't want to come with his own set of sounds for Punjab.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to discover Punjab through this through this album. So, which is, he's done that, and I feel that there are some songs that are very interesting in this film, and I hope that people like it a lot.
I hope so too. What I was thinking of is, you know, I was lost because I was thinking of how many other biopics do we have, because hamari country mein sports biopic bahut bante hain, and I was shocked for a country that sings and dances so much, we do not have any other biopic that I can remember. I remember at some point Kishore Kumar banne wali thi, lekin nahi bani. So I don't know, is this the first ever single biopic? I don't know. Did you ever think about it?
No, I didn't think about this actually. And I think everybody was making biopics one after the other, but I never had the intention of making a biopic. It is actually the pull of Punjab that brought me to the to making a biopic actually. You know, so The dynamism of Punjab was represented very well in the lives and times of Chamkila and Amar Jodh. So I thought that Chamkila becomes a very good reason for me to see the dramatic landscape of Punjab.
You know, there are so many things about Chamkila that are so relevant in 2023. One, you know, censorship, you know, which I think is a huge aspect of his life whenever I've read about it. And I thought that a man who was singing songs at that point, you know, used to face a lot of criticism because of the sort of songs that he would sing. And they would say they were too racy. And then there are things that are said even today. The other side of this is, of course, you know, we've recently had Sidhu Moosewala, who's another example of a singer from Punjab, who has been violently, you know, whose life has ended violently. This is something that we can't not talk about when we're making a film on this. How much did this also play, you know, when you were writing the film, censorship and violence?
Censorship, of course, is something that... Welcome to Punjab.
Love it.
Censorship is something that all filmmakers have a lot to say about.
Yes.
And all of us face, you know, conversations about censorship a lot. Here is a man who... was clearly not an intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
He never claimed to be better than anybody. He never claimed to be justified in what he did. He was just catering to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
He mm-hmm. was doing what the audience liked, especially in a time which was a very violent, a very bad time for Punjab, the 80s, when his music really flourished. He felt compelled to give some entertainment to the poorest of the poor of Punjab.
Correct.
And they expected this from him. So the counter aspect of censorship is always that, but people like it, and who's to say what's right for them?
Correct.
And at any rate, what is the extent that one should go to as far as censorship is concerned, you know, what can justify the killing of somebody?
Somebody, yeah, and nothing can ever. I also want to talk about the fact that the lyrics, because I've been, you know, drawn into Chamkila's life because of one film, and then I went into this rabbit hole of listening to his music.
Okay.
And sometimes you don't really understand, you know, all of the lyrics.
Sure.
Did you find that, and how did you navigate that? Because sometimes you don't understand. So did you have friends, translators, you know, people from, you know, the workspace who probably translated it for you?
Even for Punjabis, Chamkila is a tough listen.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very difficult for the modern Punjabi to understand what was being said in his songs,
I think,
because of the accent, and also because in both ways. One is that he used very rural phrases and accent. The second was that they were also, in a strange sort of a way, very refined and scholastic even, but in a rustic way. Very interesting and very sophisticated. So yes, when I would listen to a song of Chamkila, I would only get a few words. And then if you listen again and again, you get a few more. But the reason I understood the songs is because of the help of other people.
Correct.
Who could
Correct.
Tell me. Jesse, who's doing research in our film, is the main person. She had to explain to me all those extremely pungent words and phrases in Chamkila's lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I understood. And then I think now I'm in a stage where when I listen a couple of times, I understand everything in every song of Chamkila, because I understand him.
Him, yes.
Yeah, I understand how he thinks. And there, I also know where he reuses certain phrases, and to what effect does he use a certain word. So, yeah, it's for me now more entertaining. Hearing
exactly, yeah. Now the experience is completely different. Also, a lot of Punjabi artists down the years, in the last, you know, 15 years, have done lots of odes to him. So there is Chamkila drips, and then Chamkila, you know, versions. And I'm glad that they're keeping him alive, you know, in
right,
this way.
Right.
I must say that Diljit, I walked onto the set today and I didn't recognize Diljit. And for a fan of Diljit, that's terrible. But for a fan of Imtiaz, that's great news.
Amazing.
Oh my God. What does Diljit bring on board, you know, as a creative collaborator to you? Because before this, all of your creative collaborators, actors, you know, technicians, you know, musicians, they've all had a very rich relationship with you. How has that been for you?
Come to think of it now, if Diljit wouldn't have been there, or if he wasn't around to play this part, I don't think that the movie would have been made at all. And definitely not in the way it was made. For one thing, I wanted the singer, the actor, to sing the part. So I was looking for an actor-singer.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the songs of Chamkila that we've done in this film have been actually recorded live.
Correct.
So
we actually saw a little bit of that, which was...
Right.
Yes, yes.
So he actually, when we create a scene, we have Chamkila, Diljit playing Chamkila, coming and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do in films, but he also continues to sing. So there is no cut between the singing and the talking.
Correct.
So there was no other way of making Chamkila but to have an actor who can sing his parts almost as well as Chamkila could. And Diljit is a very, very strong singer, very fine singer. And he worked extremely hard to get the Chamkila tone of singing.
Mm.
And it is through the practice of singing that he came to the character of Chamkila as well.
Oh, wonderful.
The other thing about him is that in his journey has been from a small village. So he knows that language very well, much better than almost anybody on set, much better than me for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he is also a guide of exactly how those words are going to be spoken or how the construct is going to be. So really, I can't think of having Chamkila without Diljit.
Yes, absolutely. And I can't think of, you know, Chamkila without Amarjot. And that I must say, because, oh my God, Parineeti, you know, is a spitting image. I mean, that little, you know, visual that I saw, and I've seen a few, because as curiosity leads you to YouTube. In today's times, we don't have to go to libraries, guys. We just need to go to YouTube and check out some of their live performances. And I've seen the two of them. And that shot that we saw being shot today, when I walked on, I was just like, oh my God, this is so close. And that's going to be the sort of question I'm going to end with. Where does it, you know, when you make a biopic, as Imtiaz Ali making the biopic, how much of it has to be as close or different?
I have tried to be as close, as authentic mm-hmm. as possible. Mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. tried never to manipulate what I believe after a lot of research, the truth about Chamkila and Amarjot's life. I did not want to just imagine anything, any dialogue, any scene, and just write it in the way that I have done in my previous films that have not been biopics. There were many times where I have sacrificed even a thing that I thought would be so nice and so dramatic in a movie.
Correct.
Real life. But then I have gone back and found the authentic truth about what had really happened and only gone with that. So I've taken the approach of being as close to Chamkila and Amarjot's life as possible. The sources are very strange because the people around him have also, obviously it's been 35 years since they passed, right? And people have foggy memories of what really had happened, or biased memories even.
Yes.
And these people that you get the information from are not like...
they could be unreliable.
They could be unreliable.
Yes,
so then you have to meet each person on different times and ask him different questions to lead to the same analysis. So all of that has happened. And yes, I've gone with what I believe to be the authentic truth about their lives.
I can't imagine, because I've been trying to, you know, find out a little bit more, but everybody has a different story.
Right.
And especially because it might have been 35 years, but it's still recent memory. Right. And everybody has. So you're piecing together this jigsaw, literally, of Chamkila. Yeah. And I can't believe that, you know, it's finally come together. And here we are on the set of this film. I've been looking forward to an Imtiaz Ali film. And I've been looking forward to Chamkila. So I wish you all the best. And thank you so much for speaking to me.
Thank you.